talking about secrets. Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist at the Human Relations Institute. Ask me no secrets, I'll tell you no lies. When secrets can be harmful, can be damaging, destructive, and what really lies behind that secret, the deception, the betrayal, possibly shame. Many reasons why people have secrets. What do you do when you are party to a secret, when you are included into somebody else's secret? How do you feel about that? Do you feel that you have to then, you're obliged to keep the secret as well? Or do you feel that you really want to tell and not be connected with it at all? Lots of SMSs have come in, Dr. Raymond. Let's go straight to the SMSs and work our way through them. Some really interesting and very honest SMSs. And I just want to say I really appreciate the honesty. Let's have a look. Let's start with this one. I found out 5 years ago by accident that a married sister had an affair and miscarried a child with someone I was in a five-year relationship with. My four sisters knew and I couldn't speak about it, and I cannot speak about it, as it would tear her family apart, which I just can't do to their children, to her children. I now no longer communicate with them and I'm thousands of miles away from them.
Thousands of miles away is no excuse to not be communicating, and all the children probably wonder, why is it that Auntie is not contacting us? So there's going to be more lies built up on that. However, in discussing this situation to get resolution, you may want to have a private conversation with the sister in question and be able to resolve this with some type of understanding as to why it happened and what is it that was going on that made it necessary for her to betray you, the sister. Because the betrayal wasn't just against her own husband and children, it also was against you. There's never ever anything good about an affair. It's just a betrayal. It's a deception. And there's never anything good that'll come out of it, even though people might think, oh, I'm very happy. Well, you're not happy at all. You're in a honeymoon phase. And everybody's happy during a honeymoon phase. And the thing about those kind of relationships, you never leave the honeymoon phase. So it's not even real situation. Interesting, a lot of people will mention it's not just physical. They usually say, I wanted somebody that would listen to me, somebody I could talk to. This is why I'm saying usually when something like that happens, it's a direct result that something's wrong in the marriage, and you need to discover what's going on in the marriage. Both people are responsible. That's how we take it from the psychological angle. Legally, you know who's going to win, and it's hand over fist, so you don't even bother to go there. But psychologically, we want an investigation. You need closure on this, I would say to this listener who's written in. You need to contact that sister. You need to have private time with her. It doesn't need to go anywhere else. You need to have time to actually get the closure with that particular sister.
Really difficult, isn't it? And I think interesting when you are talking about a secret, you know, yeah, the betrayal is there and that's painful and hurtful. And then it's the size of the secret, isn't it? It's the other things that are part of that secret. And does that make it worse? Well, yes, the pain may be worse. The hurt is added. In this situation, there was a lost baby. And, you know, it is very messy. It's very destructive. And yet you do need to move on from that situation, and like you say, if that's part of that is having that conversation with the sister and also reconnecting with your nieces and nephews, because what we were talking about earlier is how within families they get broken apart. Some people are party to secrets when other members of the family aren't, and then the next generation comes along and the children are growing up in a family where they kind of think, why doesn't Auntie speak to my mom, or whatever it may be within the family. And yeah, it's really interesting with children how they might not know. You think that there's absolutely no evidence or behavior that they should pick up on, and yet children somehow they do.
They certainly do. Children are very, very sensitive. They're very good barometers for what's going on in the family.
Okay, so my husband knows I won't leave as I'm conservative in my views about marriage. He used to abuse me physically all these years. We're married for 22 years. A divorce will affect my children and it will break me. I'm being an emotional buffer to them. I feel I attracted this behavior. I try to live the secret, in inverted commas, so referring to...
to the book the by book. Rhonda Byrne.
Yeah.
Interestingly, people will be in a safe situation even when it's abused, and it's a outweigh the situation. What's the worst of the two evils? And it's unfortunate that people don't think that they have a way out. And they may be in a situation that culturally, monetarily, There is no way out. However, prostituting yourself in these kind of ways must be very difficult as well. And that's actually what you're doing to yourself emotionally. And your children, you may think, appreciate that the family is intact, but that's only if the family is intact in a positive atmosphere. But it would be hardly a positive atmosphere when there's a lot of abuse going on, and the children may be picking up on that. You need to actually realize that the children don't need to have the guilt that you're staying there for their sake. They don't need to think that your life is miserable for their benefit. So you need to rethink the benefit of being in the marriage, and is it really for the children, or is it because you've gotten to the point of learned helplessness and you don't think you deserve any better or to go anywhere else? Even though divorce is never a good thing, it may be the better option when abuse doesn't stop. And there's different kinds of abuse. It's not just physical abuse or sexual abuse, but emotional abuse, verbal abuse. It could be monetary abuse where the working partner withholds money to control the activities of the partner. Or it could be social abuse, dictating with whom they will talk, with whom they will engage, where they will go, and how they will go. So different kind of abuses can still be emotionally damaging to people. Even when you think you're being the buffer, be careful of your children one day feeling guilt that you buffered for their benefit.
Mm.
And they may repeat the same situation in their own marriage.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're learning a behavior, aren't they? So either they will become abused or they will become abusers.
66% of people who are abusers were abused themselves. And when it comes to the recovery and responding to the treatment for this, 66% of those will actually respond quite well by learning new techniques of coping. The other 33% plus might need to be medicated or go through various kinds of legal processes to learn the lesson.
My husband had an affair in January of this year. We were able to settle the issue between us, but have kept this from our two children. Is this the right thing? When we come back, we'll answer that SMS and more.